Hey, can you hear me out there in radio land? You're listening to the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour, and I'm the creator of the program, Sam Sebring. On this triple deluxe special, you'll hear two new pieces I made, plus recordings that Tom Smith of To Live and Shave in LA archived off the airwaves on WBIT from 1982 to 1992 in Cook County, Georgia, of Reverend Lester Knox. Before we get to those little nuggets of outsider realness, here's my new piece, How to Prospect Your Way to Millions /QVC. It's a live, simultaneous recording performance of a 50-year-old spoken word LP by self-proclaimed million-dollar prospector Paul J. Meyer of Waco, Texas, intertwined with random moments from the QVC Home Shopping TV channel. Meyer is a founder of Motivational Sales Techniques, and his company, SMI, is now global and worth $3 billion. By combining the old and new sales models, I'm hoping to connect some dots on how far we have not come since 1962 in terms of our endless emphasis on mass consumption, materialism, and the idea that success is defined by wealth and fame. Take a listen.
What is prospecting?
This is Paul J. Meyer. I've been asked many times to define prospecting. The only practical answer I've discovered is to relate the question to my own experience. When I began my career as a salesman, I took stock of myself, added up the assets and liabilities. At that point, as a very young man, I was appalled at the extent of the liability. Apparently, I lacked every attribute of a top salesman. Begin to school yourself right now in the idea that people generally are no longer just people. Actually, they're all prospects for whatever you have to sell. With this attitude firmly implanted, you'll be amazed at how different everyone appears to be. Before long, your change of mind will bring an even more remarkable change, an altered reaction toward what you once considered just a crowd. The people you see aboard trains, planes, and buses, in theaters and restaurants, even the groups of marching men who go swinging down the street in a holiday parade, they've all suddenly changed from anonymous people to
separate individuals, and they're all kind of driving shoe club. They just have to point, and I give them the thumbs up.
Because it's true, it's like every girl
or a small town needs or a large these city.
Right.
In her
down
wardrobe
and every house
just to
see.
Function every
not
day.
Houses,
you know what I mean? It's not even like, okay, wait a second, girls. If your husband gives you problems about like what you buy and what you don't buy and how much you spend or something like that, just tell him this is not.
Tell him you're the wrong guy for me.
This is not what I want. This is what I actually need to get
exactly
through today. Seriously.
Okay, look at how expensive these look. Look at how affordable they really are. Three easy payments of $20, close to 1,000 have now been ordered. The quality of this snake embossed leather, plum is really popular. I gotta tell you, I'm loving them. In fact, let's just go through the colors. Great carrot,
gorgeous.
I gotta get it. Here it is, azalea,
prepare a list of names, an initial inventory of prospects. That is, write down the names, addresses, and telephone numbers of everyone you and your family know. At this point, don't concern yourself with whether or not any of the names you've listed may be interested in what you're selling. You can indicate that information later.
He that cannot ask, cannot live.
Unquestionably, the referral system, or the referred lead, is one of the most successful prospecting methods ever developed. It's the simplest and most efficient way in the world to find new prospects. In brief, this is the way it's practiced. Every time you close a sale, you ask your customer for referrals, the names of several personal friends he can recommend as prospects. With the referral system, you never call on a complete stranger. Every new prospect is a personal friend of one of your old customers. Considering the unusual sales success I've enjoyed for a number of years using the referral system, I'm continually surprised to discover that all salesmen don't use it.
It's pumped on the sulfate so that it can give you a super huge burst of steam, and it can also then penetrate the fabric 30% more than any other iron can, which means better results, more professional results, quicker ironing, cut your iron time in half because you're getting more steam, more power, and one-pass ironing.
I have to tell you, it's amazing to me. We actually have now, we have a claim that proves this. 30% more steam is coming out of the three-layered sole plate, so that more steam is hitting the garment, and that means the garment gets ironed quicker. Guys, when the music plays and the models walk and the runway's ready, time does not wait, nor do wrinkles. That's why this is the iron the pros use.
In the booklet which accompanies this album, you'll find a detailed illustration of the prospect box. Examine it carefully, and pay particular attention as to how the dividers are arranged. You'll notice that under the principal month divider, in the illustration it's September, there are subdividers lettered best prospects, day calls, and referred leads. Also, immediately back of the month divider, there are the first, second, third, and fourth weekly dividers. These divisions are in their present order because just prior to the close of the preceding month, August, I rotated all of the September file cards into their current position. I filed them under their specific heading. For example, calls to be made during the first, second, third, or fourth week of the month, according to the information I had previously written on each individual card.
Awesome question, Pam. You just used
tap
way, water.
At the beginning of each month, my best prospects are brought into the sharpest focus possible.
This is so packed full of features, we can't even talk about all of them, but it has anti-calc, anti-drip, it's got self-cleaning.
How many holes on the steam plate?
400 microsteam holes. First of all, you can probably guess which one's Rowenza. The shiny one.
I don't know.
One that's extra large.
I'm having trouble making
400 microsteam holes, the precision tip. But what really makes us different besides
so
that
far,
is the thickness of our three-layered sole plate, but then inside the steam chamber. Rowenta's in blue. Brand X is in orange.
They are a prime.
If you don't have a big steam chamber, you can't
unless
get a lot of steam. 1,800 watts of power. This is our deluxe, our most
oblivion.
Powerful iron.
We can, of course, live for a while with just old friends and old customers. But sooner or later, he must find an active source for new business. Side number two, past customers. The majority of the people who form this side of the triangle didn't choose that classification for themselves. They were forced into the past tense by a salesman's neglect. Many of them are simply waiting for you to extend an invitation to become active again. And don't forget, you may find it just as profitable to revive an inactive customer as it is to discover a new one. I mean an indication as to whether that particular person is a poor, fair, good, or excellent prospect to buy whatever product or service you're selling. The simplest indicators are the first four letters of the alphabet. D for poor, C for fair, B for good, and A for excellent. Once you've established these relative values and exactly what they mean in terms of prospective sales, you can begin to apply them.
You were talking
one of the most important procedures through which you'll
really think you're right about that. The idea of value, you know? I mean, like, it isn't no money, this sweater. This is a, you know, she's thinking about this and she's going like,
you're really
but wait a minute.
Paying for quality here.
Paying for the quality, but let me tell you something. Like, the retail, it says the retail value of that.
It's $159.
Are you kidding me? If you walk into like any store in any mall anywhere or like any store in Madison Avenue, you know how much
Isaac's
a good
taking
cashmere
umbrage
sweater.
With the retail value, right?
No, I'm serious, darling.
No,
you know how much a good cashmere
right.
sweater. Do you
well,
know?
And that is actually is the point of differentiation. I couldn't say it for a second. I'm all
prospects are people. And people are infinitely more than names and addresses. A successful prospector may not know everything about a prospect he's never seen, but he obtains enough relevant information in advance to make the first interview highly productive.
The Endless Chain Referral System.
By this time, if you've combined theory with productive action, your prospect file should be in fairly good shape. Some of the names may not have produced the results you originally anticipated, but they're worth keeping for future calls.
So let's go through the colors. We have bright purple, and actually right there you see the beautiful platinum gray. But
that's the platinum gray on Kate.
Yeah, so here it is in bright purple, extra, extra small through 3X.
Gorgeous.
Black, same sizes.
Again, a must. Right. This is not like you have to, this is not like something you want, this mm-hmm. is something you need, a black cashmere turtleneck.
Well, and how about Gabriel's in the cream?
The cream, I think you must have. Must have. Sorry, must.
Well, notice suspect. Where it says...
Later on, we'll explain how to convert them into genuine prospects.
Also, notice where it says hot pick, so that's a pretty good deal you get on a
new prospect's card. So you'll be constantly aware of the source of each referred name. Of course, you'll repeat the same procedure over and over again, asking every customer for the names of several new prospects.
For the next hour and say,
people who might be interested in the product or service
you're
selling.
It's on four payments of a little bit more than a dollar.
Is that incredible?
Later on, we'll explain how to convert them into genuine prospects.
It's on me.
Don't forget to note your old customers' names on the new prospects card, so you'll be constantly aware of the source of each referred name. If you can persuade the customer who's buying from you now to buy more, he's just as valuable as a new customer. Make it a point of serving every customer twice as well, and you can double his value. These, then, are the three sides or groups in which your prospects can be classed. And it is upon them, individually and collectively, that your success as a salesman increases or decreases. Take care of the triangle. It's your geometric pattern for success, especially side number one, the new prospects. Here are some additional reminders to increase the strength of that side. Investigate these contacts. All of the people you knew in a former job you held, some of the friends you haven't thought about for years, your classmates in grade school, high school, or college.
But you have
the most important fact to remember is this. Be alert, observe, analyze, and then act. The principal reason good prospectors are superior salesmen is because they've sharpened their wits to the point where they deal in realities at all times and all places. They've matured their judgment for possibilities to the point where they can observe valid prospects that other salesmen will never see.
Isn't that great looking?
Yes, it really is.
I mean, it's a little drama, it's a little bit of attitude, but it's in my Como jersey, so it like balls up into a knot. I mean, it's here. I'm just going to walk over there because I want everybody to see
Let's go.
How great this is.
Okay,
is
Carrie.
Is it comfy?
I explained how you must school yourself, not just to see nameless people in a crowd, but to observe everyone carefully and to consider each person as a prospective customer. Where are these people? They're everywhere. On the street, in private homes, apartment houses, retail stores, factories, churches, service stations, in automobiles and office buildings. All of these places contain people that you can find a way to meet and know.
Once you've altered
your frame of mind,
train
yourself to mark the difference between just looking and careful observation. Your technique as a prospector will slip into high gear.
Hi, Renee. It's so good to see you. You look beautiful.
So do you.
Okay, so I just did a little quick change, and I have to say, this top makes me very, very happy because I really feel like it's something that's going to make every woman look good. You put this on and you start getting compliments.
You finish off your outfit. Yeah. This is my number one favorite for this time of year because it's fall, and whether you just like to transition with a long sleeve tee or whether, like me, you're allergic to wool and you can't wear the sweaters without something covering your full arm, this is the greatest basic. And we have put it on a last.
Persistence is the power that never gives up. It is one of the key personality traits of all professional salesmen. Six, action. This is the most important motivation point of all. Only action can translate ideas, plans, and desires into reality. Action begins with your prospect file, keeping it up to date with a valid rating indicator opposite every name on every card.
Then, of course, this is going to be that gorgeous cream that actually we motivation call Ekru.
Try it every morning for a week, just before you go to work. Notice how your prospecting record improves. Successful prospecting doesn't require any special kind of genius, but it does require confidence and perseverance. Theodore Roosevelt summed up the whole thing more than 40 years ago when he said, there are two kinds of success. One kind where a man has extraordinary ability and can do what other men cannot do. That kind of success is rare because there are few such men. That got me the interview, and subsequently he became a very good customer. This is what I wrote on the card. I talked to God this morning. Why can't I talk to you?
Anyway, Cindy, have a wonderful
it's
night.
It's true we can't always qualify every prospect, but a master prospector also learns to expect the unexpected. That's the reason he is a master.
This is a customer top rated one. 6,000
more and better prospects.
I like the border. But check out the border, because it's a rose pattern, but then it has like this kind of, like, we tried to really capture the essence of a rose petal, which is sort of like, almost like velvet, you know, the texture of velvet. We tried to get that in this print.
Like that little flocking
thing. Married or single,
to what club or church they belong. Anything and everything that will help to bring that particular person into sharper focus every time you look at the card. You're now ready to start prospecting in earnest. To arrange appointments by telephone, to make each appointment the opportunity for a sales presentation, and to close successive sales. You can do it, because you've established a well-ordered system of prospecting.
This is Navy Blue, this is Royal Blue.
Did we decide that? I've forgotten already.
The Endless Chain Referral System.
Oh, no, you're right. This is called...
By this time, if you've combined theory with productive action, your prospect file should be in fairly good shape. Some of the names may not have produced the results you originally anticipated, but they're worth keeping for future calls and reference. A complete understanding of the principles involved in a Center of Influence prospecting plan can guarantee more sales and greater profits than you've ever known before.
One of the only pairs, because I do have these in multiple pairs.
Right.
When I come home, I have a
you got to
take your shoes off before you come in. That's not if you came to visit.
Never forget the fact that prospects are people. That may sound like I'm belaboring the obvious. Actually, I'm not. With the organizer, you can carry an entire week's schedule of cards arranged in orderly sequence. Several of the major insurance companies and other large industries supply their sales staff with various kinds of work organizers.
Only attached by one thread. It is not meant to be worn with the tag on.
You know, darling, that yes, you can snip off your tag, but sometimes people live for a little label action. You know, I'm not kidding, darling.
When you realize how simple it is, you did it for that spot, and then you say, you know what, I'm gonna do the whole room. Great machine. Works really well on carpet, fresh and clean. I live in a condo. Didn't realize my carpet was so dirty until I used it. That's what Sean was saying. I didn't realize it was that dirty until I used it.
So it is with prospecting. There are several different ways to arrive at the center of success. Generally speaking, these various methods can be classed under approximately six different headings. First, the cold canvas. This is probably the most unpopular plan that any salesman makes use of. Calling on strangers all day long isn't a very productive way to spend your time. However, I've known some men to use it very effectively. Second, the observation method. Some salesmen are of the opinion that this is the best plan of all. I'll explain it in detail later on.
So you come home and clean your condo, on QVC. Yes, clean your bedroom. Clean that living room on QVC.
Absolutely.
If you're not satisfied, you send it back. But look at the difference, Scott.
Well, and here's
the thing.
Great. This is your Royal Palace rug, like you said. This isn't something that gets dirty in a matter of days or weeks. It's a matter of months and years.
I practice this attitude constantly. Whenever I'm in an airliner coming in for a landing over a small town or large city, I look down and count every house I can see. Not as houses, but as the homes of prospective customers. Once you've established this turnaround truth, people are prospects, and prospects are people,
you'll notice an
even greater
change in yourself. It's got carved French doors, carved legs. It's got gorgeous burning embers, all controlled by a digital, more precise than ever, thermostat. Guys, it even has a sleep timer. And by the way, how would you like to heat a room in your house for 25 cents this fall winter? Every caller at midnight when we launch these, and that's when we had the cobalt blue that's now sold out, you're now looking at the remaining high gloss cranberry, remaining matte finish bronze, and the remaining matte finish black.
The Endless Chain Referral System.
By this time, if you've combined theory with productive action, your prospect file should be in fairly
good shape. Pray tell you're ordering another one, even better, even bigger, even prettier, even more modern this year. In the black, we have about, give or take, 6,900.
This kind of prospect presentation has proved to be almost 100% effective for me. Alter it in any way you choose to fit your own individual personality, but use it and keep prospecting.
To be clear, most of us don't get that excited about ironing because it's drudgery and it takes too long and it doesn't work right and you gotta keep bearing down on the iron and the steam is just not quite enough. It is on this limited edition model, which, by the way, we only have one quantity, that's it, no more coming back, and no one else has got it.
Never forget a prospect, and never let a prospect forget you. Remember the priceless value of time. Today is the time to prospect for the business you'll do tomorrow.
$1,500 down to $302.50. So
no matter what your present position may be. You can become a master prospector and a super salesman when you combine sincere desire with action. This is Paul Meyer wishing you constant success as a master prospector.
And I'm going, it comes from a sheep, you know, and it doesn't come from a sheep, it comes from a goat. So someone tweeted me, like a lady on who was watching, she said I ate to be like, you know, blah, 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 but it comes from a goat.
Motivate yourself.
All right, time for the barter system. If you just tuned in, this is the Nothing is Real Radio Hour. I'm Sam Sebring, and that was a new piece I made called How to Prospect Your Way to Millions /QVC. Next, we're going to hear Reverend Lester Knox of Tifton, Georgia. His preacher credentials are a bit sketchy, but there's no doubt about his passion. He bought his own airtime every week for decades on WBIT in Cook County, Georgia. And fortunately for us, Tom Smith of To Live and Shave in LA was living in Cook County and recorded various broadcasts of Reverend Knox from 1982 to 1992 and archived them on a CD called The Reverend Lester Knox of Tifton, Georgia, Put Your Face in Guad, The 366th Revival, on the Smackshire label. Rest in peace, Smackshire. Doesn't get much more real than this, folks. Enjoy.
It's time now for Reverend Lester Knox of Tifton, Georgia. We now present to you, for your spiritual uplifting, Reverend Lester Knox.
Amen. That's good. That's good. I tell you what I want God to do now. Amen. I believe God can do anything. Then this singing, y'all sing the rest of it. I want God to let this station go out further than it's ever went. I want God to tear hell down into elements. Tear the devil's power down. Block the devil and let this broadcast go out over there. Plain in every direction. City after city, home after home. God, you have the power to put ADL Radio City right now. Put it on the air, hey man, 300 miles from him. Put it out there for me. Come on, God, cut the devil's works down. And let the word of God and the singing get out over the air. You're God, and I believe you can do anything. Yeah. Amen. All right. They're going to sing another in here. And every direction, let it go further than it's ever went. Amen. In cities and towns and homes. All right. Plain.
I'm going to dedicate this to all the people out in Nashville and around the surrounding area.
Amen.
Give Mother my crown.
Give Mother my crown.
She labors so hard and did for me, Lord. She did time old things above the door.
Right way to go.
I want to go to heaven. This life is on eternal East Shore. And if I'm a crab dump, let me walk over it. Please bless the Jesus, give Mother my friend.
Good, Brother Hebert. All right. They're going to sing another in here.
Amen, brother. We need people to rise in America. We need people to get up in this country. Amen. Give a shout in the church. Give a shout in your home. Well, amen. Let hell fall down and tear down in our nation. Let the devil build up and the enemy build up. Amen. I feel a shout out of heaven. Amen. And break the fissures. Amen. You'll see a move out of heaven. Amen. I will say this. Amen. John Knox. Amen. He was the head of the Presbyterian Church. He was the one that founded, they said, the Presbyterian Church. Amen. Old brother John Knox, when he founded the Presbyterian Church, amen, that preacher had power then. Amen. They said he never did compromise. Amen. He put it straight and hard. Amen. Come on, say amen. And that's the way this Chad Knox boy is. Amen. You know Brother Knox in ADL. You know me, you amen, Nashville women and man. You know me in Tupper, Georgia. You know me in Valdosta and Moses. You know what I stand for. Amen. Glory to God. What are you doing, Brother Knox? I'm a shouting on ADL radio station today. Glory to God. Amen. If I had a preacher, I'd break you today. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, we're having a good time. Amen. That's right. While the devil's mad, we're having a good time. Oh, hey, to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's right. Amen. I told you today, and there's people in this radio station, they know how I prayed. I told the Lord to say what he wanted to say through me. Amen. Now, if you don't like what's said, amen, you go to tell him, you go against God, and God is going to tear your little kingdom up, and your little house up, and your little wall up that you built up. Amen. It's going to crumble to the ground. Amen. Amen. How many loves God today?
Yeah, like that song I sing. You can wear a sunny smile if we try our very best and we walk along this way. Yes, you can wear sunny smiles. They're smiling, they're going to sing good for you right now. Amen. I said there'd be angels up here in this broadcast. Well, they're in this radio station right now. Angels is in here with us. All right. They're going to sing another number for you right now, and they'll tell you what they're going to sing. What you going to sing?
Mother's only sleeping.
Amen. Sing it now. Good. Amen. man. Now, you know, I'm under the power of God. I'm drunk on the power of God. I could feel waves of God in this station while they were singing. Waves of the Holy Ghost. Waves of the fire and power of God. You know there was some sort of power in this station.
Amen.
And I believe that you men and you women felt it that way. All right, we've got Sister Jackson here. And she's going to sing a number for you right now.
Praise God.
At this time, she'll tell you what she's going to sing. All right, what's she going to sing?
I'm going to sing Jesus is Precious. You know, this week my grandson was
Amen.
Had open heart surgery. And Jesus was very precious to us
Amen.
During all of this. And he's getting along fine. Praise God.
Glory. Sing it now.
Amen. I want to preach this verse. Amen. I don't know what people's going to do when the mark of the beast comes here to buy and to sell. Amen. You can't drive when that gets here. You can't buy drugs. You can't buy medicine. You can't buy shots. You can't go in hospitals. Amen. It's going to cut out all the buying. Amen. You can't do without these things now. How are you going to do without them? Amen. Will it come to pass? Say amen. Amen. 41 years I've done without them. Amen. By the help and grace of God, say praise the Lord. Amen. Seek up a by Kotai Tai. Amen. Glory. Glory to God forevermore. Amen. About 11 o'clock one morning, and the sun was bright. Amen. I saw the Lamb Book of Life. Amen. Open up on my head. Amen. And I saw my name in the Lamb Book of Life. Amen. I spelled it L-E-S-T-E-R. A K-N-O-X. Amen. And I know my name's in the Lamb Book of Life. Amen. The Bible said. And all them got their name enrolled. And the Lamb Book of Life will not take a mark. They will not take a number of the beast to buy and to sell by. Hey, whoo, ain't that wonderful? Amen. Ain't that wonderful? Amen. I saw it. Amen. Glory to God. I will preach another verse. Now, if you're sick now and you call me,
praise
I'll pray right over the phone for you now. So you call me. All right. We're going to sing another number for you this time. Dedicate to all of us. All right, what you gonna sing?
Can't fit it home.
All world. Right, that's a good one. Sing.
This world is not my home. I'm only passing by. My treasures and my hope are all up in the sky. My friends and loved ones will come this way before, and I can't feel it home in this world anymore.
Sing it, come on now.
Open door, and I can't
feel at home in this world anymore. Amen. Yes, you enjoy it. Amen to that song. I think that's a wonderful, great song. Amen. Dedicated to you fathers and your mother. And I'd love to say, I'd love to dedicate also, amen, to Sister White over there at Omega and Sister Irene over there at Omega today. Amen. Hope they heard that song. Amen. That's amen. Hey, come on, say praise the Lord. Hi, Tyreek Ozai. But we all serving the same God. Yeah, we're saved now. I seen a woman one time. I'll say this. And me and a preacher and his wife, I was running a revival. Amen. I hardly ever mentioned this here. Amen. The two women come up there, you know it. Amen. They shook hands with the preacher. Shook hands with the preacher's wife. Now I said, they shook hands with me. Amen. That's right. And I looked at those two women. Amen. And one of them had a cigarette and the other had a cigarette. Amen. The lips was painted red as far. And they had on a miniskirt. Amen. Amen. And they said to that other preacher and me, said, well, said, we all serve the same God. Amen. I thought I didn't say nothing to them. Amen. I just told God. I said, I ain't serving the God they're serving. Amen. That's right. Say praise the Lord now. Amen. I said, I just ain't serving their God, Lord. Amen. Say praise the Lord. Amen. I just sold that in for good measure. Amen. If you sanctified out there, you people out there, amen, you won't get mad. Hey, Cody, if you got mad, you get mad. Amen. I believe you got the devil. I say amen. When you get mad and go to cussing, you got the devil in you. I say amen. You ain't got God in you. Amen. You had God in you. Amen. You'd have the Holy Ghost. Amen. You'd be a shouting like I'm a shouting. Amen. Glory. I feel the Holy Ghost here today. Whee! Oh, glory. Amen. All right. I better let them sing here. Amen. All right, Brother Hornets. Y'all come on here and sing a song before I preach.
Amen. Okay, come on. Amen. All right. What you gonna sing?
We're gonna sing, 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 sing.
Amen. That's a good one.
When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm going to let those hallelujahs ring. I'm going to praise my blessed Savior's name. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing.
Hang it
there,
let's go.
In this world of sorrow, I see trouble and woe. When I get to glory, I'll see no more. Knowing my prayers have not been in vain. When I get to glory, I'm going to sing, sing, sing. When I get to glory, I'm going to sing, sing, sing. I'm going to let those hallelujahs ring. I'm going to praise my blessed Savior's name. When I get to glory, I'm going to sing, sing, sing. Sometimes I get so weary inside. I recall how my Jesus died. Knowing there'll be no more pain. When I get to glory, I'm going to sing, sing, sing. When I get to glory, I'm going to sing, sing, sing. I'm going to lift those hallelujahs ring. I'm going to praise my blessed Savior's name. When I get to glory, I'm going to sing, sing, sing. Up there, the tears will abide my eyes. I'll walk along by my Jesus' side. I'll meet my friends and loved ones again. When I get to glory, I'm going to sing, sing, sing. When I get to glory, I'm going to sing, sing, sing. I'm going to let those hallelujahs ring. I'm going to praise my blessed Savior's name. When I get to glory, I'm going to sing, sing, sing.
Good song. Amen. Y'all done a good job. All right, they're going to sing another good song here. Amen. They're doing a good job with it. Amen. And may God bless you out there. Amen. Hope you're enjoying it. And I believe you are. Amen. Enjoying enough to send me a little offering this week. Amen. That's right.
Amen. May God bless you and God help you. All right. Amen. I want you to remember what I preached on. I wish I had 10 hours.
Praise God.
I have preached as high as 5 hours at a time. Hey, man, I have prayed as high as 5 hours at a time. Hey, man!
Blessing.
Hey, man, I feel the power of God. Says Chile, I feel the power of God, says Irene.
Praise God.
Says Jack. There's somebody in this radio station besides us.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. You hear me in real land.
Praise God.
I like that song, Crying Holy.
Praise God.
If I could stand on the rock, thank God where Moses stood. Hey!
Praise God.
Moses was God's servant.
Amen.
God's anointed. Hey, ma'am.
I wish whoever's a mess with this light and he'd leave it alone. Somebody is a mess with this light going off and on in this radio station. Hey, man, you hear me in Rayo Lamb? Now, you better leave it alone or God's going to come and get you. Hey, man, I'm paying for this broadcast, and I don't think I need interference on it. Hey, man, you hear me in Rayo Lamb? I said, you hear me out there, Dale Georgie. Amen. Amen, that's right. And the Lord God said, it is not good that I should be alone. I will make him an helpmate for him. That's where God made a woman for a helpmate. Amen, for a man.
Amen.
Amen. That a man. Now, God didn't make four people when he made them. He made one man and he made one woman. He made the woman for Adam's helpmate. Amen, to help him.
Right.
Amen, old Adam was lonesome. Say amen.
Amen.
He was lonesome. There was a woman in the garden. Say amen. I hope he was there, didn't he?
Amen.
Amen, so he made Eve. Ain't that right?
Right.
Amen. So God says, amen, and out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what would he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called them, every living creature, that was the name thereof. Now, Adam named everything animal. He gave them a name. Tiger.
Yeah.
Bear. Amen. Come on.
Yeah.
Amen. Give him that authority. Yeah. Amen. Adam named them there animals. Say amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did.
Amen.
Amen. He named his wife. That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Adam called every living creature that was the name thereof. And Adam gave them a name to all. Amen. That means all of them. We're going to dedicate today to everybody in Rio Land today. Amen. All right, sing it.
Just suppose God says to heaven and couldn't find one way.
Amen. The way God has shown me, amen, if God don't help us, amen, the poor is going to suffer. Amen. Let God handle the rich. Amen. Handle them big leaders in Washington. Now say amen. Amen. Say praise the Lord. Handle them their big fat senators, them big fat congressmen hats. Amen. Them big hats and that big red hat and handle that big man red. Amen. The United States of America president. Amen. Let me tell you, Radio Land. Amen. I believe in the poor. I believe in the helping the poor. Amen. Glory. Amen. Back when Moses led the children alive, they didn't have riches and wealth. Amen. But God was on their side. Amen. Pharaoh couldn't stand against Moses.
Moses. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Under Terrence and the devil and Pharaoh and the leaders of the land and put the children under bondage. And amen. The leaders of America is trying to get the poor under bondage in America. And people ain't got guts enough to stand up in America. Amen.
Amen. I want you people out there to listen to me. There's somebody at this radio station to open these doors. Now, it ain't right to be faulting me on the air. Now, leave the doors alone. I'm telling you all in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you. Leave them doors alone, whoever you are in this radio station. I'm tired of it. Hey, man, me a pay for this broadcast being disturbed. Now, if you think this station will stand and somebody will fight that way, they don't stand. I'm hurt. It ain't of God. You people that ain't don't hear me. I've been over here. You hear me 29 years over here. Somebody's opened them doors two or three times. Turn the lights on. You going to let this radio station go in such garbage as that? Get a man of God? Amen. I'm going to pray for God to stop you. I'm going to pray for God to handle you. Amen. That's right. Now, I'm not scared of you. I'm not scared of no man. Hey, man, you hear me in Rail Lamb?
Praise the name of the Lord. I got a home in that rock, don't you see? I got a hope in that rock, don't you see? I got a home in that rock just beyond the mountain top. I got a home in that rock, don't you see? I was saved in that rock, don't you see? Yeah. I was saved in that rock, don't you see? I was saved in that rock, just beyond the mountain top. I was saved in that rock, don't you see?
Hey, man, you hear me in Rio Lamb? I sigh, retai, ekai. I sigh, retai, osai, letai, my sigh, I sigh, retai. Amen. Now that's interpret tongue. I've got the gift, God give me the gift of interpretation. They, the one of y'all know what I said out there because you ain't deep enough in the Lord. And you ain't got the interpretation. Amen. Do you hear me in Rio Lamb? Amen. All right. God's going to interpret this, what I said, over the air for y'all. Put your faith in God. Put your trust in God. Change your way of living in this country here. Amen. You hear me in Rio Lamb? And sit down now as I come to a close. And this is your radio pastor, Reverend Les Stocks of Tifton, Georgia. All right. Sing my little song. Yes, you can wear a sunny smile. You can wear a sunny smile. If we try our very best that we walk along this way, you can wear a sunny smile. You can wear a sunny smile. You can wear a sunny smile. If we try our very best and we walk along this way, yes, you can wear sunny smile in church tonight. Your radio pastor, Reverend Les Stocks of Tifton, Georgia, saying farewell to all of you. I hope something good happens this week to you, Daddy and Mother, boys and girls. May God bless all of you. Real, real, real good.
You've been listening to Reverend Lester Knox of Tifton, Georgia.
All we know, rest is waiting on the other side.
You're tuned to the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour Triple Deluxe Special. That was Reverend Lester Knox, fire and brimstone, speaking in tongues preacher, and his singing friends in Tifton, Georgia, on WBIT. Are you listening out there in Radio Land? Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Tom Smith for archiving those moments of realness for us. Now here's a new piece I made, messing around with some recordings of the Demolition Derby at the Columbia County Fair about a month ago. For me, nothing says heavy metal like the sounds of a Demolition Derby. Check it out.
Oh yeah, who's it gonna be? It's a good start for everybody, oh yeah. It's looking like you're coming up. Looks like Five's taking it, though. Oh, yeah. Anything you want, anything you like, guys. Choice is what I told you. Choice is what you get. Anything. Get in to win. Who's ready? Who's next? Come on over, guys. Who's ready? Get in right now. Look at the size. Look at the prize right here. Oh, yeah. Big time winner right there, my friend. Oh, yeah. The pink one. Is that what you want, the pink one?
Hey, thanks for listening. This has been the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour on Free 103.9's Transmission Arts Program, coming to you on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre. Here's an extra special surprise I made called Saturday's Child. See you on the next fifth Saturday. Until then, remember what Albert Eiler said. They may not like it now, but they will.
Saturday.
Rolling Saturday night, take 8.
Here we go.
So I'm in love with Saturday's Child.
Every time I take a ride,
I
looking for the heart of
Saturday,
dreaming of them Saturdays, of all the other days in the week. You know that this will be the Saturday.